So, are you getting tired of me yet? Hey, the most important question is, am I getting tired of you? Did you ever think of that? Well, not yet. Now, I've got a couple of stories for you, some news stories you might be interested in. It does help to tell a story of the state of our societies, doesn't it? The first one is a man left covered in bruises from brutal attack by 15 children after shouting at them. Well, it is a bit of a misleading heading because they aren't actually children, at least in my mind. They're 16 or under, so they are classed as children, but are they really children? But anyway, what happened? They were riding their scooters on the pavement or something, and this guy was coming home from work. Then they've almost run him over, so he shouted at them, and apparently they attacked him. But these are not just children, they're like in a gang. Apparently they go around stealing from stores as well. And the place is in the UK called Cardiff, which is not known for really good behaviour there. But children of 16 years old and under shouldn't be going around fighting with the adults. They're supposed to show respect to the adult. And apparently a lot of them are even smoking up. But of course, when I was a very young man, say that age, I always respected my elders because we were taught to respect them. And I certainly respected my father and my mother. But there's obviously no laws and regulations. There's no deterrent for these children to behave. And of course, there's not a lot of discipline at home either. Let's assume some of these children were brought up by just a femon. A femon mother doesn't usually instill discipline in their children much. And she won't teach them values that much because she's immoral herself. So the second line of defence in that scenario would be the police. Of course, the police hands are tied now too, with all the woke laws. Then there's a couple of big cities in the United States that are going the same way, only a bigger scale. You see, if there's no deterrence, that won't stop crime, will it? If there's no repercussions of doing something bad, then why not do it? But let's assume the family home had a mother and a father. Even though the father is in the home, his hands are tied nowadays as well for disciplining his child too much. Hence you get these children who grow up at that age are disrespectful, rude, violent, and guess what their children will be like. And I guess some people have already talked to the police about these children. And the policeman said, you know, nobody's actually reported too much about these people. And the reason they haven't reported it, because the police don't do anything anyway, do they? Here's a couple of chocolate bars and now go home. How about what I used to get and this with a clout round the back of the head? And I'm a different man now, and if a 16-year-old or anything younger tried to attack me, I would fight back with full force. I mean, even though I'm an old guy, I'm pretty handy, you know, still. But we shouldn't have to think about that at our age, talking about children, should we? We should just be able to tell them as an adult to this child and to stop, and they would. But welcome to the future is femons, and the femon society that is woke. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think about that. Shocking betrayal. Lottie Moss, which is actually Kate Moss' younger sister, didn't know she had one. Now, Kate Moss many years ago was a model, and she wasn't too bad. But today she looks a bit rough, and her career is pretty much over. But as you see, it's a terrible picture of her crying her eyes out because she's been betrayed. Breaks down in tears after evil ex-pal leaks her phone number and OnlyFans pics. Shock horror. So you put some stripping pictures on OnlyFans, which is basically all they seem to do. That's it. That's what OnlyFans is. And somebody's leaked those pictures. Oh no. How could they ever get hold of them? But apparently her phone number's been leaked out, supposedly, and her OnlyFans pictures are being pushed around online. Now, I think they're online anyway, but never mind. In other words, they're showing these pictures to people she didn't want them to show them to, or maybe they haven't paid. But get this, she's 23 years old and she's a model. Well, all femons are models now, as you know. But she actually was with a modelling agency, apparently. And because they found out she was on OnlyFans, they terminated her contract. They said they're not too happy with her career choice. I'm not surprised. I mean, there's modelling and there's modelling, right? But she's done all this herself and she's playing the victim here, as you know. Saying that the pictures on OnlyFans is only just for fun. Oh, really? What was she doing? Dressed as a clown or something? Did she tell jokes? I don't think so. Let's face it, she was stripping off for money. There's girls in clubs that do that as well. What do they call them? Anyway, I have no sympathy for her whatsoever. And apparently her pal seems to have been a male. Now, generally speaking, in a breakup, the man takes it rather hard, but he doesn't usually go in for the revenge attack. Mostly it's femons. So this femon must have screwed this guy over quite a lot. Either by cheating on him or just lying through her teeth to him. And if these pictures were of her and him having sex or something, I can understand the outrage. But this is on OnlyFans. And she says she didn't know how despicable people could be. You mean people showing you for what you really are and what you're really doing? He's hardly making stories up about her, is he? But femons hate when they get seen for what they really are. Because it's never a good look, is it? They're not used to dealing with payback too much. They can go out, say, and have a big argument with a man, and then, when it gets too much, they just send the husband in, or the boyfriend. You know, wind him up and watch them spin. And I've seen that many times. How about you guys? I don't know, I've never been on OnlyFans. I guess, what do? Do you see somebody, do you pay money to see these pictures or something? I don't know. Can't you get that sort of thing on a porn site? I don't know the big draw. Anyway, I'm sure one of you will be able to tell me all about it. So what do you think of this story as well, anyway? Let me know in the comments, buddies. You take it easy now.